This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
It's time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities and people who want to improve their listening skills. The series is presented by Susan Fern.
You're studying architecture. It's Monday afternoon, time for your weekly lecture with the professor. You find a seat at the front of the lecture theatre and silence falls. You know the introduction of any lecture contains important clues about what's to come, so you pay careful attention as the professor begins.
Good afternoon. Today's session is the first of a series of three lectures on urban planning. In this first lecture, we'll look at the important question of infrastructure when planning any town or city. And then in the next two sessions, we'll turn our attention respectively to public building requirements and issues surrounding industry. Now, infrastructure has been defined as the structure of a country.
In the last programme, we saw that lectures tend to have a simple structure with a beginning, a middle and an end. Of these, we argued that the first section, the introduction, is crucial because this is where the speaker sets the scene and outlines the content of their talk.
The introduction is so important because it gives the student signals as to how to interpret what's going to come up.
Simon Williams teaches English in the Language Centre at University College London.
It's going to perhaps put that particular lecture and those that are following into context. If it's a series, for example, urban planning, the first lecture might be on infrastructure such as transportation and power, and the second one on public buildings. Third one might be on industry. So the student's got an overview, and ideally there should be this relation between the content of the lecture and the series as a whole.
The first part of a lecture has a number of functions. Speakers use the introduction to set the lecture in context, in terms of what's gone before and what's coming later in the series. They may also indicate the relative importance of today's topic within the subject area as a whole. Now, we've said before that students can prepare for a lecture by reading through the course outline and reflecting on the title of the lecture. The introduction's a good opportunity to start matching your predictions with reality. Simon Williams advises students to listen particularly for clues on how the lecture will be organised.
The first section's very important in alerting the student to how many parts the lecture's going to contain. They can assume there'll be some kind of introduction, a conclusion. So the crucial thing is how many parts are in the middle. And that's going to help them to organise their notes and to leave clear spaces between the different sections. And that's very important when helping the student to revise or to use the notes for other things later on.
In the introduction, you'll also find details about the specific content of today's lecture and how the speaker intends to approach the subject. And there are often other helpful elements to be found.
The sort of ingredients you might find in the introduction, apart from the lecturer giving an idea of the organisation so that students know when different sections are finishing and starting, are perhaps definitions of key terms. The scope of the whole lecture, how much work students will need to do by themselves after the lecture's over, and perhaps why the lecturer is interested. It's often stimulating to know why people are enthusiastic about a subject, what kind of personal relationship they've got with it, and perhaps why the students should be interested themselves. Perhaps it's topical or examinable.
Well, bearing Simon Williams' advice in mind, let's return to our lecture on urban planning. Listen again to the professor's introduction and focus on the vital information it contains, some of which you may have missed the first time, perhaps because you weren't expecting it. Remember, a good student will be looking for answers to questions like these. What's the context of today's lecture? How's the speaker going to organise his talk? How many sections will there be? What sort of approach is he going to take? How does the speaker define any key terms? How does he plan to limit the scope of his talk so that he can finish on time? And finally, why is the professor doing this talk today? Does he have a particular interest in the subject, for example? Does he think it's something I need to know for an exam or for a tutorial discussion?
Good afternoon. Today's session is the first of a series of three lectures on urban planning. In this first lecture, we'll look at the important question of infrastructure when planning any town or city. And then in the next two sessions, we'll turn our attention respectively to public building requirements and issues surrounding industry. Now, infrastructure has been defined as the structure of a country, society or organisation, which helps it to function effectively. And I'll be using the term specifically today to highlight three important areas: roads and transport, essential services such as power and water, and communication networks such as telephones, cable television, and so on. By the way, I'll be drawing throughout this lecture on my recent article, Housing in Crisis, A Planner's Problem, The Architect's Solution. And you might like to take a look at that more closely before you start working on your Design a City project next month. You'll find some ideas for further reading and some pointers on the kind of approach to take. I've got copies of that article to give you at the end of the session. OK, now, traditionally, towns and cities have grown up at crossroads and other...
If, as a student, you're aware that lecturers use their introduction to indicate the plan or organisation of a talk and to identify the key points they'll cover, you can use this information to help with the difficult but important task of taking notes. Christine Reeves teaches at Bell Norwich, a language school in the east of England.
I think one of the main problems is actually the really difficult skill of listening for the main points, understanding the main points, and processing those main points, and actually taking notes at the same time. This is definitely what the students have expressed most difficulty in to me as a teacher.
Even though lectures play a key role in university teaching, many students find that they're the most daunting aspect of university life. This may be because they find it difficult to listen and take effective notes at the same time. So what advice can we offer? Simon Williams again.
Good note-taking technique is a matter of confidence. It's no good trying to write down everything because you won't then understand what's important and what can be safely left out. You won't see how things fit together. So it's trying to keep a balance between understanding and having detail. So in other words, knowing what the general ideas are and having concrete examples to illustrate and back up those ideas. You don't need to keep a complete record of what the lecturer said, otherwise you might as well take in a tape recorder. It's partly a matter of digesting what's been said, also as a revision aid. It's going to be useful either to reconstitute into essays and other texts, so to manipulate this material, or perhaps in formulating a list of questions that you want to put to the lecturer or your tutor in further meetings.
When you read a book, you can stop and start as you please. You can reread sentences and reflect before moving on, but this isn't possible in a lecture. Unless you have access to a recording of the lecture, you only have one chance to hear it. It's physically impossible to write down every word, so it's important to be brief and to select very carefully what you decide to include in your notes. That's why we've spent some time focusing on how to recognise the most important information in a lecture, by looking for clues, particularly in the outline given in the introduction. So that's the theory, that's what the teachers say, but what about our World Service class members? What advice do our students have to offer?
During the lecture, I used to take a lot of notes, and many times, although it may sound a bit funny, I was just basically write down exactly the same thing that the teacher said, so that I was going home and reading it again, and then it was getting into my head. So at the beginning, it was try to write down as much as you could.
When you go to a lecture and you have time to make all the notes you want, then at first I used to make notes of what the lecturer was talking about, very strictly kind of summarizing the points. And then with time, in my case, I just start to be more confident, and I could make notes about the relations of the what he was talking about to my subject.
Obviously, I tried to write as few as possible. I tried to write something that it will give me a clue when I read the things that I write. Because, you know, a problem, I don't know with all people, is that if you try to take notes of everything that the lecturer says, you lose a lot of the part. I don't know everyone, but my experience, if you want to follow or if you want to take as much as possible, you lose concentration and maybe you can write. But at the end, when you reread your notes, you won't understand anything. So in my case, I try to make notes with specific words or specific sentences, ideas that give sense of the whole lecture.
Well, there are almost as many different styles of note-taking as there are students. Some try to focus only on the key points, as we've been suggesting, but others feel more secure if they write down as much as they can, in the early days at least. How does Simon Williams respond to that?
It's probably important to do whatever is your personal style. You can't change overnight. So if you're a person who likes to take down everything, write down all the details, review it afterwards. It's important to review as soon as possible and then use highlighters, use marker pens to underline, to make connections, to try to identify the really important points so that later, when you come to revise, you can take out those points, either for exams or for writing essays.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Academic Listening, in which we focused on the important first section of a lecture, the introduction, and in which we've heard some advice on effective note-taking.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.